Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Pivot Point
on Kaya Biz. As mentioned, we look to touch base now with the newly appointed and the announcement that has come through in many of the headlines today that the CEO of Old Mutual Bank, Clarence Netengwe, has joined us this evening to give us some insight into what is going to be a digital-first offering by Old Mutual Group. Ntate Netengwe, ndima degwa na budi.
Nah, and thank you for inviting me, Gugu.
I'm excited to speak to you. Typically, we've often engaged when it comes to Old Mutual's company results and looking at the Mass and Foundation cluster, the growth that you found with in emerging markets. So shifting hats, I see, from one aspect of the business, now focusing on the bank.
Yes, I've been given the privilege to, you know, execute a part of the Old Mutual strategy of our integrated financial service. And it requires somebody within the organization to run the bank because it's at the center of that strategy. Mm-hmm. So I've been given that privilege.
It's certainly a privilege and certainly an aspect of growth from Old Mutual Group that has been a long time coming, so much so that it's even evolved. And without, I guess, telling us too much, I understand you might be in a closed period, but do we have an understanding of how you're going to approach banking the second time around?
I think we have learned quite a lot in the past, and particularly from 2007 when we started a business called Old Mutual Finance, where we offered unsecured lending as well as transactional banking to the mass market customer base within Old Mutual. And we have learned, you know, what is important to those customers, how they want to engage with financial services. We have learned, you know, in terms of being more transparent in terms of charging structures, the pain points that they have. So I think we are more prepared than at any time in the history of Old Mutual to really execute this banking strategy as part of our IFS, our integrated financial services strategy.
100%. And maybe let's expand on that, right? Because this is a unique opportunity and value proposition to literally speak to the full needs, spectrum of needs that a typical Old Mutual customer would have, which goes beyond just the either long-term or short-term insurance requirements. Share a little bit more with us that we understand what this means for the average South African's experience.
Yeah, look, I've had the privilege also of being the managing director of our Mass and Foundation cluster business, which is on the insurance side, yes, within Old Mutual. And we have seen the frustration that customers have from, you know, the fulfillment of their needs. And typically, your mass market customer, they want, you know, things to be provided under one roof. They want that convenience, ease of doing business. And the cost is a very important thing for them. So we have seen the frustration because they will be insured with us, do a bit of savings for their children's education with us, but they will have their banking needs served somewhere else. And throughout, you know, the relationship with them, we could see the frustration based on the data that we have and from, you know, just engaging with them from a qualitative data perspective. And we realized that, you know, we have to expand into banking. We started in 2007 through unsecured lending as well as transactional banking. But there's more that we can provide these customers of ours, things such as home loans. That will happen at a later stage within the bank. Gotcha. Vehicle loans, that will also happen very, very late in the life of our bank. But, you know, things like credit cards, which will happen fairly soon as part and parcel of the offering that we will give to our customers. Majority of them, they are quite frustrated by what they are receiving somewhere else, and particularly from a charging structure perspective, things are not transparent for many.
Got you. And maybe let's just build up on that customer experience, because many South Africans might be thinking, hold on, what does this mean in terms of ATMs? Can I go into an Old Mutual branch? Will they be able to have one-on-one consultants speak to me? Do I need to be super rich to open up an account? For the average South African who is inquisitive to understand what their experience will be like as a Old Mutual banking customer, talk us through some of these nuances in terms of the infrastructure, the service, and touch points that they'll be able to access.
Thank you for that question, Gugu. We have the privilege of having built a branch infrastructure over the past 30 years. and interacting with customers, you know, through those branch infrastructures, through the financial advisors that we have. We've got close to 7,000 of them. Some are within, you know, our tied advisor force, and we also have some independents as well as mandated agents. So we'll continue to leverage on those. But the most important thing is that we deliberately went the strategy of a digital first bank. The simple reason behind it. We believe that the reason why many people go into a branch is because they want somebody to help answer certain questions. So if you are in a position to enable them to do that on a mobile app without having to get into a taxi or get into a car and drive long distances to a branch, if you're able to answer those questions for them via a live chat in the app, surely there won't be any need to go into a branch. And we know for a fact that it will take time, right, for people to really start trusting and interacting with the app. And we also know that from a language barrier perspective, it might take a bit of time, but we are going to make things as easy as possible from a language perspective. Simple English instead of big English, you know, using big words. We're going to try, well, we will definitely avoid doing that. So the people won't have to do, you know, all the traveling. But if they really want to talk to somebody because they want to fully understand something, financial advisors are available, branches are open for them, and we'll definitely help them.
Got you. And I think this is so important because, as you mentioned, that big English can really be intimidating and confusing sometimes, even for us who often engage with you. But keeping it with the customer and the customer profile, I'm keen for us just to expand the average customer profile of Old Mutual Bank and the numbers that you're looking to, number one, garner and continue to gain, but maybe already have under your ambit as a group.
Yeah, so OM Bank, and by the way, Cook, and a lot of people keep on calling it Old Mutual Bank. And, you know, I just ignore it. But its official name is OM Bank. Oh, it sounds nice. And it's great. And we're advised by our lawyers that try avoiding using the name Mutual because the regulator might not approve. But that's a subject for another day. In terms of the customer profile that we're looking for, you see, South Africa is a mass market country. And a lot of people, I don't know whether we're in denial or not, majority of customers, of people in South Africa, earn less than 30,000 rand per month. And at Old Mutual, we define that as a mass market customer. And 80% of South Africans who work, or both formally or informally, they earn less than 30,000. So any business that wants to be significant, be it in banking or any other industry, it will have to be highly indexed towards that customer base. But for us, it's not about your income. It's about your financial needs. What do you need from your bank? What do you need from your financial services company? So as Old Mutual, we said, well, great. You know, we have got this integrated financial services strategy. We want to help our customers across all their needs, and we're not going to differentiate them when it comes to banking. Whether you earn 80,000 per month or whether you earn 5,000 per month, the needs might be different in terms of the things that you really want, but banking is banking. And if you can do it on your own, on the mobile app, that would be absolutely fantastic for us. So we are not going to really segment. So I always say this thing.
Got you. I thought we lost you there for a second, but you're quite right. It's the digital strategy. It's the growth that we need. And of course, effectiveness from a cost point of view. Many would say that there's a lot of competition in the South African environment, especially when it comes to banking. You've responded to this previously, but I'm hoping that you can give us some clarity as well, just in terms of the space, the growth and opportunity that exists for OM Bank. And coupled with that, how you have navigated many of the regulatory hurdles. And I ask that we emphasize this because sometimes as consumers, we take for granted how stringent the regulatory requirements for banks in South Africa are, primarily to protect us and our deposits.
Yeah, so we have 1 million transactional banking customers today, and we're looking to build upon that going forward. So we currently sit on the Bidvest platform. We have got a 16 billion loan book that sits in Old Mutual Finance, and if the regulator gives us permission, we would like to see that book also as part of the bank, but we need to seek regulatory approval for that. And, you know, it leads me nicely into your question around the regulatory environment that we had to navigate. I mean, the whole banking application process started way back in 2021. And, you know, we had to satisfy the regulator that we know what we were doing. Mm-hmm. It was not, you know, a question of, Old Mutual, you've got a big balance sheet, so therefore welcome. No, they scrutinized us. They scrutinized the systems that we have. I myself had to undergo rigorous interview process with the regulator for them to satisfy themselves that this guy knows what is talking about from a banking perspective as well as from a governance perspective and risk management perspective. So the South African regulator is top class in my view in terms of that. And I can tell you, you don't get approved as a CEO of a bank in South Africa by the regulator if you don't know what you're doing, 100%. Because they really, really take you through your paces in order to satisfy themselves that, you know, they are not unleashing an unscrupulous person or somebody who is incompetent into the market.
Talk us through the journey, because many of us might be thinking, well, I'm cuckoo. I can call Ian and say, Ian, maybe give me a shot. But clearly it's not that simple. So are you able to talk us through the process and just how rigorous it is and maybe some aspects that we might not even be aware of that are critical to the appointment of a CEO?
The part of the process is to complete this. They've got a form called the BA020, where basically, you know, you state everything about yourself, the good and the bad, and you need to be as honest as possible in completing that. And it needs to be signed by, you know, your board, and it needs to go before them. They have a look at that, and you need to bring your CV and everything else for them to scrutinize. And after that, they can set up an interview. And that interview, like I'm saying, Google, it was a rigorous process. And I respect all those people who were taking me through the paces. they were asking some real, real tough questions. So it's a very rigorous process.
Got you. So we can trust you with our money.
that you can bank on it, yes.
Oh,
you can bank OM Bank on it, yeah.
I like that. I like it. We can bank on OM Bank on it. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with the newly appointed CEO of OM Bank, which falls under the Old Mutual Group, Ntate Clarence Netengwe, who joins us in conversation just to give us some clarity and perspective on the role and function of the group, of the bank, and of course, its impact on consumers specifically. He's no stranger to Old Mutual, has been with the organization for a significant period of time, largely taking care of operations under the Mass and Foundation segment, which speaks to how you and I would essentially have an opportunity to speak to a representative of Old Mutual and actually then solicit some kind of cover from them. We do have two voice notes that we'd like to play for you, Ntate Clarence, just to share some of the feedback that we have from our listeners. Let's start with the first voice note from Dumza.
Gugu, yo, that's... I hope Old Mutual doesn't sleep on that money account. It's a very good transactional account because it's got two elements in it and it works and it's very affordable. And yeah, I hope they expand it, you know, with other features as well.
Got you. That the Clarence voice note from Dumza there saying, don't sleep on the money account. So clearly, you have a happy client and customer there. Maybe for those who aren't familiar with the money account, give us some context on its positioning and what makes it so competitive in the market.
Look, it's the transactional account that I was talking about. It has got two features to it. One is the debit card, but you can also save money. And on the other side, Pocket, which is on a money market unit trust. So it's a transactional debit card as well as a savings account in one. So and going forward, we will have something better than money account, and the customer and, you know, everybody who has got it can look forward to an amazing, amazing offering from Old Mutual. And we'll share more about it once the time is right for us to do so.
Got you. Well, we're looking forward to it, and at least there's already uptake and interest from many of our listeners and, of course, many customers in South Africa. We've got one more voice note as well that we have from our listener, Khanye, who shared this voice note with us. Let's listen in.
Hi, Kuku. Thank you so much for bringing that in, Ntengwe. Just to give us perspective on OM Bank, I'm a financial advisor by profession working with MFC, and my concern is how will this change our offering as MFC advisors in the business, because we as advisors would like to expand in terms of our product offering to our clients, and maybe the business wants to take this through certain force or a certain division, we don't know. But my biggest interest lied in that since the topic of OM Bank started. Because as an advisor, obviously, I would like for to take my client into a seamless experience. And me having to be able to train under the products of OM Bank and offering the products of OM Bank would be lovely. So I just want to hear Ntatenetenga if he has any information regarding that.
Fantastic. That's a voice note from Khanya. Khanya, very optimistic as well. Ntatenetenga works in his advisor under MSC, looking to understand how he too can partner and learn more about the product offering of OM Bank. Is it too soon to tell, or are you able to give us some insight?
No, just two things. First of all, Khanya is going to be a customer as an employee of MFC because they are so excited about it. But it's the most important thing now is to unpack the value proposition for them and the features and everything and what benefits they will get out of that. And it is similar to customers. It's the same proposition that we'll be taking to customers. And him as a financial advisor would play a critical role. Remember, I said we are executing an integrated financial services strategy. That strategy does not talk to products only. It talks to the entire value proposition, including the delivery mechanism of it. And part of the delivery mechanism include our financial advisors like Khanya, who I'm looking forward to him being an important part of the value chain in delivering this great proposition to our customers.
100%. Ntatenetenga, it's been such a pleasure speaking to you. I can't wait for results season and seeing more of the growth and digging deeper into some of the prospects here. But I guess on a personal note, this is a wonderful shift for you as a leader. What are you most excited about?
Well, it's all about, I'm very passionate about saving customers, and I'm very much passionate about Old Mutual as a business. I tell my kids, my friends and everybody, that Old Mutual is my life. It made me who I am today, and I will do everything to make.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.